Good morning, I'm Paul Quayle, the Director of APAC Assistance. I'm covering off on the main issues in East Asia Pacific this Tuesday, the 12th of March. Firstly, in Indonesia, Prabowo's running mate, Vice Presidential candidate Sandiaga Uno, said that he wants to change the free trade agreement deal with Australia if his team wins April 19's elections. That is, of course, one of the reasons why such an outcome is becoming more unlikely. He claimed that the deal was unfair to Indonesia and wants to abolish special treatment to Australian beef imports. Of course, this lack of a two-way vision is what is keeping him significantly behind, in fact over 20% behind, the more outward-looking Widodo. Both countries signed the free trade agreement on March 4, 2019. Under the agreement, 99% of Australian imports to Indonesia will be tariff-free by 2020. Trade between the two countries stands at US $11.2 billion. Indonesia is Australia's eighth largest source of imports, while Australia is Indonesia's 14th largest export destination. Also in Indonesia, police have arrested two suspects alleged to be members of domestic pro-Islamic State terror group Jamaah and Syarat Daulah. The suspects were arrested from the Lampung province in South Sumatra and the West Kalimantan province on the island of Borneo. Police said both suspects wanted to attack non-believers of Islam and had plans to attack the police. Suspicious materials used to make a homemade bomb were also found during the arrest. Jamaah Ansarut Daulah is a banned organisation in Indonesia and has been banned since 2018. The group has been accused of multiple deadly bombings in East and West Java in 2018. The leader of the group, Aman Abdurrahman, was sentenced to death in 2018 for his alleged role in committing terror attacks in Indonesia. In Thailand, the Democratic Party leader Abhisit Vijaya said that he would not support General Prayut Chan-o-cha's bid for getting re-elected as Prime Minister. Prayut is the sole prime ministerial candidate for the Palang Pracharat Party. Abhisit claimed that under General Prayut, Thailand's economy has slowed down and it's against its party's ideology. Abhisit's statement comes days before the March 24 elections, which is likely to become a race between pro-democracy parties and the pro-regime parties. However, there has been no artificial statement, a big part of an official statement. There's been many of artificial statements made by the Democratic Party on Abhisit's statements. Also in Thailand, a soldier was injured by a roadside bomb in Chai Arong district of the southern Narithawat province yesterday. The injured soldier has been sent to hospital for treatment. The incident occurred near a political campaign poster of a Member of Parliament candidate for the Phukon Thai Party. Deputy Prime Minister Prawit Wongsawan, who is also the Defence Minister, said yesterday that due to increases in security measures in the southern provinces, the insurgents are setting off bombs outside the four southern provinces. Of course, that is a very broad statement, not backed by any facts other than it is a statement. Intelligence officials have issued a warning of expanding bomb acts by insurgents and recommend tight security until the March 24 election to avoid creating panic among the general public. Of course, again, quite an empty statement after the elections will be as tenuous, if not more tenuous. In Papua New Guinea, a fight broke out between youths from different ethnic groups in the Kokopo town of the southern east New Britain province. The fight involved knives and other weapons. Local villagers attacked a settlement, burning down houses and other properties. One person was hospitalised. The situation is still tense amid fears of another fight between the different ethnic groups. Clients are advised to employ extreme caution while travelling in the east New Britain province. In the Philippines, five militants who are alleged members of Bangsamoro Islamic Freedom Fighters have been killed by air and artillery attacks this week. According to police, the members belong to a faction led by Abu Taraif. He is a leader of one of the three factions in the Bangsamoro Islamic Freedom Fighters group. The Bangsamoro Islamic Freedom Fighters have declared its allegiance to the Islamic State. The group has been blamed for recent bombings on the Mindanao Island. In South Korea, South Korea's military yesterday said it was closely monitoring North Korean facilities for a possible long-range missile or space launch. The statement came after there was an increase in activity in two launch sites, including the Samandong Missile Research Facility near Pyongyang and Sohae Rocket Testing Facility in the North Pyongan province. The increased activity comes after the United States and North Korea failed to reach an agreement last month during their bilateral summit in Hanoi. The United States National Security Advisor John Bolton said that President Donald Trump would be very disappointed if there is a new missile test by North Korea. After the failed summit, President Trump has remained positive about North Korea, saying that the deal between the two nations is still possible. Please check us out at www.apacassistance.com, where you can buy our advisories, alerts and assessments on a pay-for-view basis, or email us at info@apacassistance.com to inquire about our East Asia Pacific or South Asia risk management memberships. Thank you.